Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are once again with Sir Croakington, who's just wandered on down to Port Halleck, which is the kingdom's largest and busiest seaport. We visited that before, so there'll be no more description there. Previously when we went here, we sailed upon the Silver Crown. Or maybe it was another galleon. Anyway, there were rat men on the ship, but we dealt with them. So now there's an adventure here called "It Came from the Deep." While exploring, start. This will be normal or scaled. I'll go normal. Because a little bit of extra experience you get from something being scaled isn't really worth the extra bother. Well, not for me. Maybe for you it would be. Or maybe you like having challenge. Who knows? I usually go normal. Embark. Just after daybreak, at the foot of a narrow lane that runs up to the northern edge of the harbour district. On your way to the steaming cask, a paleoden of favourable repute, keen on enjoying the day's first brewing of the notoriously strong palo. You wound a bend in the lane and come to a dead stop, dragging itself along the foggy, deserted street, its towering, formless bulk undulating wildly, is a mountainous blob of thick, red slime. For a fleeting instant, as your wide eyes take in the full sight of the amorphous horror, you wish you had opted to stay in bed. Suddenly, the massive mound of slime rears up, adopts an angular shape, and seems to lean in your direction, as if keenly aware of your presence. Then, with hideous, bubbling sounds rising out of its mist and echoing along the lane, the wall of slime reverts to its shapeless state. Hey, blob is a shape, and surges towards you, sliding and scraping along the deserted street as it swiftly closes in. Got a few options now. I could just shoot it, although I don't know if that would really do anything. It doesn't have any weak points to hit. Ooh, any points at all, it's just blob. I could use telekinesis, destruction, fortification. She could hold her ground and prepare to engage the mass of slime. Maybe not a good idea. It's quite a bit bigger than her and could just clump her up if she got too close, perhaps. Charge forward. Also, perhaps a bad idea. Stabbing fixes everything eventually, apparently. Okay, I just want to destroy it. So use the power of destruction to destroy it. Because that's what it's for. Succeeded. 8 XP to destruction. You summon your power of destruction and concentrate its full wrath on the approaching mountain of slime. Only to be left dumbfounded when nothing appeared to happen. And it succeeded! So it's not because the power frizzled, it's just because slime don't care. Dismayed that you failed to even slow down the glob, you step back as the nightmarish entity continues its swift advance. Hold your ground. Well, so, do I come to it, or does it come to me? Well, might as well get this over with. Charge forward and attack the mountain of slime. Because, of course, running away is just something I wouldn't even consider. You rush forward through the fog to attack the approaching mass of slime. Your steely gaze fixed on the amorphous crimson horror. Picking a number. Bonus of 33. 17 from agility, 10 from body, 6 from luck. Gotta get 75 or more. Or I get absorbed, apparently. Perhaps pick now. 126 success. As you draw close to the mountain of slime, you become aware of the sickening, gurgling sound emanating from the hideous crimson glob. The quivering heap changes direction and continues to bear down on you, bringing with it the overpowering stench of the sea. There could be worse things. Spotting an opportunity to maneuver yourself into a more favourable position, you flank the creature on its right and launch your bold attack. This is a massive red slime. It is massive, it is red, and it is a slime. That's all you need to know. Begin combat. The massive slime tries to devour you, but fortunately, I hop out of the way. Keep stabbing. Don't eat me. I would say I'm poisonous, but I don't think you care about that either. Just don't, please. Stab. It stabbed. 7 XP. Loud, gurgling sound rises in the air as the massive crimson blob suddenly, slowly dissolves into a thick puddle of red ooze. Before you can even catch your breath, the terrifying creature, now less than half its original size, well, at least it's shrinking. I'll just have to keep beating it until I can fit it in a thimble. And then I could put a bucket on it. Put a big rock on it or something. And then it'd be okay. Until it gets out and starts growing again or something. Rises out of the puddle and resumes its original attack. Red slime, it is risen. Behold, the large slime tries to devour you. Not quite as scary now, but still scary. It is slain. 6 XP. 64 XP to general. Once again, a revolting, gurgling sound echoes along the street as the red slime dissolves into a puddle of ooze. This time, however, the hideous creature doesn't rise out of its remains. Exhaling sharply, you step away from the thinning, slowly expanding ball and glance in both directions along the lane. The street still stands empty. After watching the puddle of red ooze slowly dissolve until only a faint, crimson-hued residue remains, you head off along the lane. Your thoughts once more turn to the steaming cask. Your desire to fetch a vessel of the Paleoden's bold, witch brew is stronger than ever. As you pass beneath an ancient stone arch that marks the entrance to the city's harbour section, an old man leaning against a wall tips his grimy hat at you and smiles.
"It came from the deep," he says in a gravelly voice,
tilting his head in the direction from which you just came.
"Not the first time I've seen one. Neither is it the second. But each time I do, I pray it's the last.
Won't be, though.
At least not as I reckon things."
You ask the old man if he can elaborate on what he's just revealed, but he merely shrugs.
"Out of the deep," he says, shaking his head. That's where they come from. I've seen bigger ones, and I've seen some not quite so big. Doesn't matter. They're all trouble. Don't tell telling anyone else about it, though, because they won't believe you. They'll declare you mad, as they have me. Spare yourself the trouble." The old man tips his hat, bids you farewell, and shuffles off, leaving you to press on to the Paleo Den, which, if memory serves you, is just around the next bend. Even from here, the intensing aroma of stewing paleo is enough to make you hasten your step. At this point, it would take an entire legion of giant red slimes to keep you from reaching the steaming cask. And that is the end of that adventure. 32 experience to all skills and powers. 384 experience to general. Yeah, just your normal, regular adventure. Doesn't lead to anything, although it could. Maybe eventually we could deal with the source of these things. Presumably, after fighting a gazillion of slimes on the way. But that's not a priority, it's just something that happens. But now, since we're near Port Halleck, nearby is the Deadwater Shoals. Here we go. You find yourself on a narrow strip of land that runs between the perilous shoals to the east and a series of high cliffs to the west. This treacherous stretch of coastline has claimed many ships and their crews over the centuries. Legends say restless spirits of those who perished here still prowl the shoals. Adventures for this location? The Ghost Ship.
Lost 300 years ago on a raging winter sea. Death Shadow and its crew have at last found their way home. I hope they don't have any plans. Here we go. A frigid wind tears across the Deadwater Shoals and whips across the narrow stretch of shore along which you're hastily making your way. You're about to turn and head into the hills to the west, where you hope to get out of the biting wind and perhaps seek shelter for the night, when the unmistakable and eerie sound of creaking timbers from somewhere just off the shoals reaches your ears. You turn to discover the source of the sudden startling sound, half expecting to find some wayward vessel having strayed into the shadows. But nothing could have prepared you for the ghastly sight drifting through the dark water. A once proud galleon, its timbers rotting and splintered, slips through the deeper water just east of the shoals. Despite the deepening gloom of dusk, not a single light burns anywhere aboard the decrepit vessel. From its wave-masked mast hang the tattered shreds of a blue flag. Suddenly, the entire ship disappears from view, leaving nothing in its wake to indicate it had ever been there at all. Even the water where the large vessel had been only moments ago seems to bear no evidence of its passing. Both puzzled and horrified. You're about to turn away and head into the hills to the west, when, much to surprise, the ship reappears, this time having apparently run aground in the shallows of the Deadwater Shoals. Well, I could leave, but that means whatever's going to happen here won't happen. So I'll leave and watch the ghostly ship, of course. standing quite a distance from the rotting deck. You watch as a curious scene unfolds on its decks. Within a few moments of coming aground, the dark ship comes to life. Pale greenish light slips out through the spaces between its timbers, and what appears to be a phantasmal crew springs into action, attending to their duties as they must have done when they were still among the living. Despite the flurry of activity that has consumed the ghostly vessel, apart from the occasional creaks of its timbers, you'll hear no other sound emanating from it. Well, let's have a closer look here, because if we don't look, we won't find. Cautiously, you make your way along the shore, and then across the backs of several exposed sandbars until you're within 50 yards of the ship. Even at this close proximity, the creaking of the timbers remains the only thing you can hear coming from the ghostly vessel. Suddenly, a broad plank is dropped over the side, and four pale, phantasmal men, each wielding short swords, strides down into the sandbar and stand defiantly in your path. Despite the fact that no words have been spoken, it's obvious they do not wish you to come any closer. So I've got some options. Divination, necromancy, just attack the ghosts of the seamen. Well, I mean, they are undead, but as of yet, they haven't shown their bad guys. Offer the ghosts a gesture of goodwill, or leave immediately because this is way too spooky. What about necromancy? That might help me talk the ghosts, or maybe control them. We'll just see what happens. It failed. Having failed at your attempt to channel your power of necromancy, you must quickly decide upon another course of action. Well, I can't use divination, so I guess I'll just offer them a gesture of goodwill. You attempt to prove to the four ghosts that you have no ill intentions towards the ship or its crew. I probably wasn't trying to control you with necromancy, but I might have been. If I did, I'm sorry. Right, picking a number. Bonus of 150. 12 from luck. 138 from diplomacy. I think I'm going to succeed at this. Pick now. 240. After several minutes of attempting to prove that you mean no harm to the ship or its crew, the ghostly seamen relax their guard and allow you to pass. As you draw near to the base of the broad plank, leading up to and onto the ship, the tall, phantasmal image of a middle-aged woman draws up to the starboard rail and looks down at you, the hint of a smile forming on her ghostly lips. Your eyes are drawn to the silver band that encircles her head, fitted into a claw-shaped clasp at the front of the band. Precisely in the centre of her forehead is a large emerald. "You must forgive the suspicious nature of my crew," she says, floating down the plank and coming to hover only a few feet in front of you. "They remain fiercely loyal to me, even in death. Even after 300 years at sea." Oh, blimey, she's old. And dead. So, do you still get old when you're dead? I don't know. I'll have to ask a ghost expert. And I don't think there were any of those handy, so we'll just see. Well, she doesn't give you her name. You learn that the spirit before you was once a powerful sorceress who sailed the dangerous waters of Tassundra as a privateer in the service of the Taishin King. "We made our mark on these waters many years ago," she says, a voice laden with great sadness. "Few pirates dared brave our stalking grounds. My command of the elements filled our sails with the wind no gale could match. No vessel could outrun us on the high seas, and those with reason to try
sooner as not found themselves at the bottom of it. Oh, to live those days again. The ghost of the sorceress pauses for a moment and turns to glance up at her ship before continuing.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Few indeed are the oaths and promises that survive the crowning of a new king, it would seem. Yeah, that is definitely something that happens a lot, in particularly in feudal societies, because all the oaths and the loyalty is to a particular person. I mean you could say, okay, just gonna update the oath, yeah. Do it for my son too, but it might not stick. In fact, often it doesn't. And then you end up with trouble. A lot of trouble. Sometimes you end up with an anarchy. Or a whole war of roses. Or you could end up like Rome, which seems to have a civil war almost constantly. Jesus. With the untimely death of our good king, and the all-father, grant him rest, we soon found ourselves proclaimed outlaws by the land and people that once held us as heroes. You learn that the sorceress and her crew were tricked into an ambush while at sea, and fell victim to a devastating attack by the soldiery of 3 Titan warships. They survived the attack, but the damage done to the ship was too great, and the proud galleon, Death Shadow, soon came to a rest at the bottom of the frigid North Sundron. It's taken nearly 300 years to regain enough of the magical magistry I possessed in life to raise her off the sea floor, she says, turning to once again gaze upon her ship. Know that I do not seek revenge. There were none alive today who could even recall the events of our demise, much less had a hand in it. sensible. Whether there is something I would ask of one who yet walks among the living. Okay. It's not revenge. What is it? Well, we'll see. The ghost of the sorceress tells you, before she and her crew embarked on their fateful voyage, she left the magical wand in safekeeping with a friend in the city of Talos. You learn that her friend has long since passed away. She has discovered that her wand has come to be the property of a mage named Yersin. The wand is imbued with much of my magical knowledge and the fruits of many long years of dutiful research, she says. It is no use to Yersin. I would be in your debt if you would somehow manage to retrieve it. I cannot stray far from the ship, for in death I am bound to it. And I'm not certain I would find myself as welcome in the city as you might want the whole ghost thing. The apparition tells you that she will reward you if you return to her with the wand she seeks. You can find Yersin in Talanus, who precisely where the spirits were unable to tell me. I pray that you accept this task. Without another word, the ghost turns and floats back to the grounded ship. Alright. Well, let's go to Talanus then. Northern Telsa, Central Telsa, to Talanus. Have a little nap first. In one of the many, many inns around here, no doubt. Alright. Let's go to have. There's Lortham, the Idol of Plaque. Can buy myself a grand estate, but not quite yet. Visit the Grey Circle. Alright. Shop of your big. Alright, explore Talanus. Now, I guess I'm just going to have to ask some questions about Yersin. Just type that in the explore box. After a somewhat lengthy trek, you happen upon that which you seek. Yersin the Mage. You know what? I probably just asked round at the Grey Circle. Because if you're a mage, you're probably in the Grey Circle. And if you're not in the Grey Circle, they definitely know about you. So. After only a couple of inquiries, you find the residence of Yersin, the mage, in the southern district of the section of the city. Decide to wait across the street and observe the place. And within less than an hour, your vigilance is rewarded as Yersin strolls up to his front door and steps inside. However, before the grey-bearded mage disappear from view, you manage to catch sight of something tucked into the black leather belt encircling his waist. It's the ebony wand! Alright, well. Now we just have to get it. Attempt to retrieve the ebony wand. Or I can bugger off, but. I mean, I've been hired by a ghost! Your mind races as you begin to decide how best to attempt to retrieve the object of your mission. So, I could just steal it. Or better, I don't know, you know, ask first. Just ask. Knock, approach the residence and knock on the door. You stride up to the front door and rap three times loudly. Yersin answers the door and your eyes immediately fall upon the wand tucked into his belt. Convenient. Much to your surprise, the mage says he's just finished brewing some pale ale and politely invites you to a sitting room for a steaming mug of it. While sipping your paleo and casually conversing with the grey-bearded mage, you attempt to decide upon your next course of action. So I could just steal it. Steal it now. Steal it at night. Or I could explain things, just buy the wand, or attack Yersin for one. No, not doing that. Come on, let's not have any violence here. I'll just explain things. Yeah. Yersin listens thoughtfully as you explain in full detail your encounter with the ghost ship in Deadwater Shoals and the request made by the spirit of the dead sorceress for the retrieval of the wand. He studies you carefully as you relate the tale. You're not entirely certain that he believes you. Right, picking a number. Bonus of 81. 12 from luck. 69 from diplomacy. Pick now. 141. Very well, he says at length. Having heard your story in its entirety, you may have the wand. I have an innate sense for when people are telling the truth. And I don't feel any deception on your part, friend. Here, take it. May it bring your ghostly acquaintance peace of mind, if nothing else. Yersin hands you the wand, and you tuck the prized item safely away amongst your possessions. Well, that went a lot better than it could have. Now, the very least you could do is keep an old man company by having another mug of paleo with me, he smiles. You accept the offer, and after nearly three more mugs of steaming brew, you thank him for the wand, bid him farewell, and set off on your way. When you've gone a considerable distance from Yersin's residence, you stop and take a look at the plain ebony wand. Apart from the few crudely etched symbols that adorn it, the piece is quite unremarkable. So you realise that if you're to get the reward the ghost of the sorcerer promised you, you need to return to Deadwater Shoals with the item ebony wand. This is the ebony wand you received for the ghost of the sorceress, who's also a captain. Yes, and a pirate hunter turned outlaw. Not for anything she did, but just because politics. Presumably some court intrigue. Presumably there was some admiralty person who wanted more ships to fight, so he could fight the pirates himself. I didn't want her just taking all his glory. Yeah, could have been something like that. We'll never know. Because anyone who knows is long dead, and they probably didn't write it down. And if they did write it down, the records are lost. Just lost. That happens. Well, let's go back to our pirate friend, Deadwater Shoals. You find yourself, alright, not far from the spot where you're standing, having run aground in the shadows, is the watching ship of the ghostly sorceress and her phantasmal crew. Well, let's visit the ship. The sorceress is both surprised and overjoyed when you present with the ebony wand. She leads you to her quarters on the ship and motions to a cloth sack sitting on the table just inside the door. Take it, she says. Be far more use to you than it ever will be for me. You take the cloth sack and discover it contains a sizable quantity of gold and a few adventure tokens. So, 657 gold. That would have been quite a bit more when this adventure was first active, which was, I think it predates any of the replayables, but only dust. And far more importantly than that, 4 adventurer tokens, bringing me up to 191 of them. The ghost of the sorceress thanks you again before you leave the watting ship and properly set off on your way. As you reach the base of the hills that border the Deadwater Shoals on the west, you turn to take one last look at the ghostly ship, but are surprised to discover it's no longer there. Your eyes wander out to sea for a fleeting moment, and at the edge of the sight, think you can see a dark shape disappearing into the gloom. Well, where did she go? What's she going to do? I guess we'll never know. Maybe she's gone back to hunting pirates. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, now all these pirates, now they're dealing with a ghost captain. What are you going to do then? You're just going to have to give up piracy. Because you can't stop her, she's already dead. And she's got powerful magic. And a very skilled crew. and she's a master of the elements. And she's good at all the captaining stuff. Yeah. Or maybe she'll decide to go to the fabled north. I mean, it's not like she's welcome down here. Yeah. Lots of adventures for her to have, no doubt. Or maybe she'll just sail straight up to the halls of the Allfather, because maybe you can do that. Who knows? Who knows? And that is the end of this adventure for 128 experience to general. But it was all about the 80s, you know, and helping people. That's all that happens in the Deadwater Souls. Is there anything else in Port Harlech now? No events or adventures to speak of. I don't think there's anything more hanging around here. Another person's turned up. Wygar has turned up. He's a toughie. Anyhow, yeah, let's see. What will we do next time? I think next time we'll go to the capital and go and do a favour for the king himself. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save.